The hour, and we're starting off our Profit with Honor class number one. I want to welcome everybody who is on the line and joining us for this live hangout. This is Vanessa Horn, your host and trainer of the Profit with Honor Prospect Mastery series, and I'm so excited to walk you through. This is our first class that will be in our training program, and So what we'll do in this class together is I will go over the content over the first 60 minutes, and then I will open it up to Q&A at the end of the call, where you can answer questions through the chat box that is available where you're seeing this broadcast. So down at the bottom of this broadcast, there is a section where you can ask questions, and at the end of this training, I will help answer those questions. Okay, let's see here. Oh boy. Okay. So I am, Amy, if you are seeing this, I am getting people hitting me up on the Google Hangout, trying to start a video chat. So something might be wrong with the Hangout. I'm only seeing one viewer online, and so it may be that not everybody is being able to see this. Okay. Yes, but I should at least see the number of viewers. And the number of viewers is only showing one, and I'm getting messages from people. Okay, well, I'm assuming that maybe it doesn't show up on my Google Hangout. As a viewer, and I will proceed on. It looks like there's people who are watching through the stream on the page where this is linked. So wonderful. I will proceed on with the training then. Okay, so I am going to advance the slide. If I can just get confirmation that it is advancing, that would be awesome. Can you see slide number two, what you're going to learn today? Okay. If you guys are seeing this, can you just type into the chat role and say hello? Okay, I can see now it's showing me that people are here. Can you just type in a message and just hello so I can know that you're seeing this? That would be awesome. On the page where this is feeding live, if you'll type in a message and just say hello, that way I know that you guys are hearing me. That would be awesome. I'm not seeing that, Amy, so there's no responses. Okay. Oh, no one's saying hello. I'm nervous if this is broadcasting correctly or not. Okay, I'm going to proceed on, and hopefully you guys are seeing me with this. If not, at least we will have the recording and make sure that you get access to it. So Let's start here from the top. Welcome, everybody, to the Profit with Honor Prospecting Mastery course. This is class number one. This is Vanessa Horn, your host and trainer for today's call. What you're going to learn on today's call will make all the difference in you attracting the right people to you. And this will make all the difference in how well you close. So I'm excited to show you these things because it's all where we're coming from in our prospecting. It's all where we're doing business from. And it's going to make the difference in what I call honoring yourself, honoring others, and honoring the process. So I'm going to show you how all of these pieces connect together. And I have a really funny story to tell you of how I experienced this myself this past weekend when somebody was trying to prospect me. And so everything that I teach and train, you will see is a from the inside out approach. I have no desire to just give you band-aids of helping you achieve success. I want you to achieve success in such a way that is congruent with what you want most in life. That has you tap into such a motivational source within you that you are going out and you're living the kind of life that you want most. And none of these things that I will teach are just little tools or techniques or strategies that are just that one person can implement. All of these things are to honor you as a person so that you can achieve this kind of success and people on your team can achieve this kind of success. And frankly, I have not seen anybody in the industry who's teaching this. A lot of the people who are teaching network marketing skills in the industry are teaching in a way that I call masculine. Very, you know, work harder, do whatever it takes, drive yourself and strive. And what happens is people are going and achieving success and burning out in the process. And yes, you can get to the top that way, but what does it matter if you've lost your friends, your family, or your soul in the process? And so everything I'm going to teach you is something that is designed from the inside out so that you're achieving what you want most in life, but you're not compromising what is inside of you and not going about this in such a way that dishonors yourself. And when you do it in this way, you're going to get the results. I promise you're going to get the results. So there's a very powerful paradigm shift that's going to happen within you as I walk you through these things. And then I'm going to show you practical ways to put this into place. So one of the things that, and I believe every single one of us are given a specific skill set and talents. And one of the ones that I've been given that I get feedback on a lot is insight, inspiration, and practical. How do you put it into place? So I'm going to give you insights that you haven't had before. I'm going to inspire you to what I know is inside of you to create in this life and through your business as a venue for that. And I'm going to show you the practical ways that this is going to impact your business so that this week you're getting transformations in your life and in your business as a result of putting these things into practice. So I'm super excited for that. This is the other thing. A lot of people, when I really pull back the layers on what people really, 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 really want. Because even you choosing your network marketing business, even you saying, I want to have success, and this is what drew you to work with me. You were on a webinar or a Google Hangout or some kind of training that I did. This is how you ended up with me. Is because you most likely said, I want to get to the next rank advancement. Because if I could get to the next rank advancement, then I can have the finances, the money that I need. Because then if I have the money that I need, then I will have peace. Then my marriage won't be in the strife that it's in. Then I can take time to slow down and actually enjoy my life. Well, here's the thing. Working with me, I'm going to strip out all those conditions for you to have the life that you really want today. Not some future state when you're at a national vice president level, or when you're at an ambassador level, or when you're at a black diamond level. There's people from different companies that are on this call. when you're not at that top rank as the condition to getting there. Because I call this an if-only syndrome. It's this if only, then I. If only I had this in my life, if only I was at this rank, then I could enjoy this. Well, you know what? By working with me, we're going to get to what is it that you really want, and let's take the shortest path there. Okay? Is that a deal? Does that sound good? You say, you know what, Vanessa, if there's a shorter path to getting what I really want in life, then I want that. And I'm going to walk through that with you guys, what has been my insight from working with people, to really give you a perspective of what is the work we're really up to in this, in building our network marketing businesses. What is the platform that we have for making a difference? What can we really enjoy in our own personal lives and help others achieve in their life? What people want most, what they really, really, really want, okay, strip out all the conditions and all the things that they are the path that they determine will get them there. What they really want is to feel happy, they want to feel love, and they want to feel like they're making a difference. Truly, any one of us, if we were on our deathbed, when we look back, we're not going to say, I wish I had worked more, or I wish that I had, you know, spent more time doing this or that. This is what we look back on. We want to have spent the time in connection with others, the people we love most, and have felt like we made a difference in our life. And so how can we infuse that into the way we show up in life, and how can we draw that out of others? And what I'm telling you these things is because this is going to make all the difference in your prospecting. I'm going to show you the difference it makes in your prospecting in such a way that people say, I have to work with you. Because what makes people drawn to you is when they see you living a life where you're fully happy. When they see you exuding love and they see you enjoying love and connection in your relationships. When they see you making a difference, that makes them drawn to you. There was a guy I was talking to on the phone, and he had posted on his Facebook wall a story of a guy. I wish I could remember his name. But this guy had no limbs. And I said, what is it about that that inspired you? He goes, that guy has everything. That guy has everything. It was a man who was sharing his story. And I go, wow. He goes, well, I mean, he doesn't have limbs, but he has everything. Why? Because this guy was exuding the happiness, fulfillment, the exuding of love. He had an amazing relationship that was inspiring to this man, and he was making a difference with his message. That's what people want most. So let me tell you, I have been to the top. I went to the top in a network marketing business. Several of you who are on this call are a part of that company. And I went into it because I wanted to be home with my kids. And I was working a corporate job. And I saw, oh my gosh, I had started a franchise business and that wasn't getting me home with my kids. So here I was, a mom with two kids under the age of two, running a franchise business, working a corporate job as a financial analyst for Sealy Posturepedic, the mattress company. And I was like, I've got to get home. I've got to get home. I've got to get home. I want to be with my kids. And I joined this network marketing business that within 6 months, we had earned the Mercedes-Benz. Within a year's time, we'd qualified for the top rank in the company. And here's the thing. I was going all the time. I was going all the time. Did I have an amazing experience? Did I love what I was doing? Absolutely. But I kept telling myself I can't rest up yet because, number one, there was a fear of the volume dropping or one of my legs catching up with me, and then how is I going to balance out the other legs? And so I kept thinking, and every time I would tell my husband, let me just get to this such and such rank, then I can ease up. And then I'd get to that rank and realize, you know what, I can't ease up yet. I've got to get to the next rank. Oh, wait, now I've got to get four wide, then I can go to the beach and relax. You guys, we will always have these goals that have us drive. And we can miss out on the very reason why we're doing what we're doing. Literally, there were times that I was spending time on the phone. There was one moment, and this is a very vulnerable, open, sharing with you guys. One of these moments that I had to heal from where my little boy, who was, I don't know, 2, 3 years old at the time, and somebody had put a CEO, this powerful woman, or a top executive woman, who was interested in the business. And I was on a three-way phone call with her. And in my mind, I was like, you know what? I've got to get this prospect in. This is somebody who we've got to get in, and I don't want to disappoint my team member. Meanwhile, unexpectedly, my little boy woke up from his nap in the middle of this three-way phone call. And I closed the door on him crying so I could finish this three-way call and go out on the front porch. Why? Because I was driving to get to that, and I didn't think I could say, listen, you guys, I have to get off the phone now. My little boy's crying. I told myself I would be unprofessional if I did that. And why would this top CEO woman want to join our team if here I was unprofessional? Meanwhile, the very reason why I had gone into the business, which was my little boy, he was crying behind the door. I'm being very real and honest with you guys about this. I had to forgive myself. And that wasn't the only time. There are other times that I made choices where I put my business first above my family, and I had to forgive myself for what it felt like, horrible, to have done that. Times when I was answering texts and taking phone calls in the middle of my dinner with my husband instead of being fully present with him. I want to help you avoid that, because there's a lot of people in this network marketing business who they're trying to build their businesses, and they're balancing out their families, supporting their teams powerfully, and getting to the next rank advancement. And you know what? I built this a second time, and you can see this over here on the right-hand side, top 10 earners. Became number 3 in this other company that I ended up building. And you know what? That second time, I was committed to doing it differently. I said, you know what? There has got to be a way to do this with grace and ease. There has got to be a way that I can build to the next rank. And I am not buying into the story that I have to put my head down for 2 to 5 years and make the sacrifices that nobody else is willing to make in order to get to the top and have the rewards that nobody else is going to have. And you know what? I did. That second time, we became a top income earner in that company. And you know what? It was from working smarter, not harder. And that is exactly what I'm going to teach you in this program, where what were those things that I put in place that allowed me to not have to choose between my family and my business, that allowed me to empower my team in such a way that they were not, that I didn't have to be dealing with guilt that I was abandoning them, nor did I leave them alone. I was giving them tools that empowered them most powerfully. And I'm going to show you guys through this program. That's why I call it the ABCs, because automation, A, is a huge part of it. Branding, B, is a huge part of it. Why? Because if you have people pursuing you in your business, then you don't have to be constantly everywhere you go thinking about this person you're having a conversation with, how you can get them into my business. Can I tell you the difference? When I went to my husband's reunion, his high school reunion, his 20th reunion, and there was a woman there who was this gorgeous, dynamic banker. And I noticed when the shift happened in me, when I'm sitting there enjoying her presence and who she was as a person, without in the back of my mind saying, ooh, I've got to get her in my business. Because previously in the past, that is all I was thinking. Everything was strategic about how every single person I was going to talk to them about my business. And instead, doing it this new way with grace and ease, I could enjoy people, not have to be desperate about creating success. I could truly come from a place of service, be fully present in the moment, and invite pursuit. That's why the branding piece is important. That is why I'm going to show you guys how to build an asset that is you, that is your story, that is the way that you position yourself in the market, that you optimize. Yes, you can build your business one-on-one. Yes, you can build your business by networking. You can build your business by speaking, and this branding piece helps us optimize how to do it with the online. My goodness, we have been given an amazing capacity to take advantage of social media, the internet, any number of resources that are available to us. Why would we neglect those? And I'm going to show you how to position yourself so you're building an asset that your company and what you're doing with your business and with the products that you're promoting, they end up going underneath that umbrella brand of who you are. Because at the end of the day, people are joining your business because of you. And I'm going to help you tap into such a deep source of why you're doing what you're doing that it ends up carrying you forward with motivation and inspiration to build your business without dreading picking up the phone, without dreading sharing about your business or dreading about your phone call. And maybe you don't deal with that. You don't struggle with that. But you're wondering, how can I motivate my team? One of the top requests that I get from people is when they say, Vanessa, how can I motivate my team? And I'm going to show you that. Okay? Because this is the problem. Here's this post that this person had put on Facebook, and I thought it was kind of funny, and it's hard to read. It's probably hard to read, but this is the problem with most network marketing companies. My MLM is better than your MLM. We try to get to distinguishing how we're different from everybody else, and this is just a joke, but he's like, okay, my product has the 25,000 org value and 267 peer-reviewed slides from the best doctors in the world. Yada, yada, yada. My comp plan is the best. The timing is impeccable. Retention rate is phenomenal. We have celebrities who've joined our company. We are making big, big money. It's free sign up, massive spillover. We do all the work. Okay, this is a total joke, but unfortunately, this is what's happening in the industry. And what's the problem is we look and sound just like everybody else. We could be presenting our company and our product in such a way that we look and sound just like everybody else. So how do we stand out from the crowd? How do we stand out in such a way that people are saying, I want to do business with you? They're just not seeing another business opportunity or another skincare company or another health and wellness product or another weight loss product, but they're seeing something different that really calls out their attention. Because bottom line, we know that we can help people. We know that we can make a difference in people's lives. And this is what I call the it factor. And I have an entire other program that is the it factor in life that is people saying, I'll have what she's having. That's the name of my book. But the it factor in business has people say, I have to work with you. So here's a woman, for instance, who I'm talking to. The it factor, I, is inspiration, and T is transformation. I is how we inspire others to take action, and T is actually helping them to step up into the highest version of themselves. So I talked to this woman, many of you who are in this program, we did a breakthrough session together. And here is this woman who I talked to on the phone. Let me paint the picture of what was going on for her. She was in strife with her husband because she was trying to work a full-time job and build her network marketing business on the side. Her daughter was going through a rebellious stage, and she was running around trying to build her business, go to all the meetings and everything. Like, she was worn out. And she's like, I don't understand why I can't get people into the business. They're not joining me in the business. And I said, and she goes, what do you want most? Right, you guys? I showed you this slide. What do you really, 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 really want? And then one of the most powerful questions I ask around this, because it made the biggest difference in my life, if this were the last year of your life, what would you do? What message do you have to get out there and share? How would you spend your time? And you know what she said? I would connect with my daughter. I'm losing my daughter. And I said, honey, the reason why people aren't joining your business is because you are not in a place of peace in your life. And I've shared with I shared this with you guys on the last call, the bonus call I did on time management. And if you have not heard it, take the time to go back and listen to that call, because what I talk about on that is how we try to add things to our life thinking that they're going to change our situation, and all we're doing is adding a second puzzle of a 500 puzzle pieces, and we're trying to say, how come I can't build the picture of my life that I really want? And it's because we've got puzzle pieces from different puzzles all mixed together. And instead, I say, choose wisely those pieces. You don't have to have a 500-piece puzzle, nor do you have to have 205-piece puzzles together. Instead, get really clear about the picture, what's on the cover of the box of that puzzle, and how can you create that same picture with just 12 pieces instead of 500? And the way you do that is you say no more frequently, and you're wise about what you say yes to. Remember, it was that skill of say hell yeah, or if not, hell yeah, it's a no. And so what I did with her is I walked her through how could we say no to more in her life, because she wanted to connect with her daughter. She really wanted her relationship with her husband to work out. Like, she didn't really want it to end in divorce, but it was just being strung along, and she was seeing him as the enemy to building the business that she wanted because he wasn't being supportive of it. And you guys, this happened with somebody who wanted to join my team. She's like, Vanessa, it was that response. When you show up in this grounded way that I'm going to show you how to do, when you show up honoring of yourself, people want to be around that. Again, people want to be around others who have tapped into the secret of being happy, being fulfilled, experiencing connection and love and making a difference. People want to be around those kind of people. It's that it has them say, I want more of that. And they think that your company or your business that you're a part of will help them do that. And you can show them how it can. But this woman came to me. She was running a franchise business that she'd bought. She was homeschooling 3 or 4 kids. She was running around. She's like, I don't spend any time with my husband. And she's like, Vanessa, I want to add this to my plate. I want to do this business with you. And I was like, hang on, slow down. Look, honey, I could sponsor you in my business, but you are running around right now with very little time. And joining this business is not going to give you more time. And I don't want to just put a Band-Aid on the problem. Can I serve you by helping to see what you can really say no to in your life to help you create the life that you want? And then I'm happy to show you how to build this business because it can be successful for you. I can walk you through the steps of exactly how to build this business, but you have too much on your plate right now to take this on and believing that this is going to solve all your problems when the root of the issue is you're saying yes to too much. Can you believe, here I was almost not allowing her to just jump right into my business, and it made her want to be in my business more because she could see I was there to really serve her. And so here are two women that I slowed them down and said, how can we take off more stuff that's competing for your attention to help you create what you really, really, really want in life? This is what the word inspire means according to the Webster's New World Dictionary. Inspire means to breathe, courage, vigor, soul, life. To breathe, to infuse life into by breathing. To have an animating effect upon, to cause, guide, communicate, or motivate as by divine or supernatural influence. You want to know how to get more people asking you about your business? Live a life to inspire and breathe life into others. You must see your success as a done deal. Otherwise, you're going to be going to everyone by what they can do for you, how they can join your business so that you can get to your next rank, instead of coming from a place of service to inspire them. So if you see your success as a done deal, you Absolutely. We talked about this on the time management call. You are a creator. You have been made in the image of God. You have the capacity to create what you want most in life. You're not just a reactor. You're not just somebody who is prone to the circumstance of life. You can truly create whatever you want. When you get to the power of what that really means, that you can create what you want instead of looking for somebody else to change it, that you can create it, even in your marriage, instead of expecting your spouse to change, you can say, how can I create what I want most without him or her changing a thing about themselves? It will powerfully change your life when you get into tapped into this. And so you can create your success. It's a done deal. You will learn the skills. The mindset is the biggest shift. Then the skills to create the success. If you see it as, you know what, I'm going to get this. I'm going to tweak and I'm going to fine tune the skills it takes to get to the top. But there is no question about it. I will get to the top. I just don't know whose pictures are going to be in my EOA. I just don't know whose pictures are going to be in that success magazine. I just don't know whose pictures are going to be in the slideshow that I do when I get to the celebratory party. I don't know who those people are who are going to be a part of that. But there's people every single day who are praying for a difference, who need life breathed into them. And if I go out there from a place of service for who are those people that I can inspire and breathe life into, then I can serve them and the right ones will join me in this. I'm not interested in everybody joining me in this. I'm looking for the right ones. And so when you have that heart, I've shared with you the Schindler's List scene that is my inspiration. Oscar Schindler, a greedy businessman who saw how the platform of his business could set captives free. How he could turn his factories into a place where the Jews could go instead of going to the concentration camps, and he set those captives free, and they all dedicated any gold fillings that they had in their mouth to be melted down, to be made into rings, into a ring that was inscribed on the inside of that ring. He who has saved one life has saved the world entire. They gave this to Oscar Schindler as a gift. And you know what I believe? The life that was changed was his own. He saved his own life by seeing how he could serve others. Instead of being greedy and getting more people to work in his factory so he could make more money, instead he said, how can this platform, this factory, this resource that I have at my disposal be used to set captives free? And that is the capacity that you guys, I am a coach to Schindlers. If you're here, I have had countless breakthrough sessions with people. If I do not see that they truly have the desire to step into the creator capacity within them, that they're not just complaining about their situation, but they're saying, you know what, I'm ready to do something about it, and that they have the capacity to inspire and breathe life into others, unless they have those two qualities, I don't even invite them to be one of my clients. So if you're on this call, if you're on this training and you're in my program, it's because you're called to be a Schindler. And I see it in you. That there are people who are called to be set free, captives who are being set free by your story. Because the way you breathe life into people is to tap into your story. I do not have to teach you scripts and what to say, although I do have very powerful language around that it's a total place of honoring others. I do not have to give you the scripts. When I teach you how to tap into this inside of yourself, and all of a sudden it comes out organically. Because I've worked with so many people on my teams and my network marketing companies that I built, and also clients, that when we tapped into this most powerful inspiration that was inside of them, it came naturally because why? It was their story. The power of story helps you tap into the emotion of others because that is what helps them take action. It gets them excited to go deeper. It gets them excited to take action and increases their engagement with you. It's an instant no, like, and trust. And every single one of you who are on this call, what we will do together is because, one, it starts with you. You're the Oscar Schindler. You're the one life to be saved. And then I know the ripple effect it will have on other people's lives. But what we're going to do with you is we're going to look at your story. What is a struggle that you have overcome in the past or in the process of overcoming? Or what is your soapbox? Because embedded in one of those, there are clues to what is your God-given gift to help set other people free. Because the power of a story, that hero, the person who has overcome a challenge that others are having in their life and they're saying, you know what, I want more of that, has people step up and want to join you because they see the hope of how their life circumstance can be different by working with you. And that's where you get to make the invitation for them to work closely, more closely with you in your business. Look, I am living out this work that I know is mine to do in the world through this company, through this product. This is how I'm doing more of that. And this is what I see in you. And I want to invite you to be a part of this team and let's get your message out in the world in a bigger way. Those are the kinds of conversations you're having with people. I'm going to walk you through very specifically three people who are in this program and how we tapped into this for them, because we're going to do this for you individually, and then I'm going to show you how you do this for your teams, because it makes all the difference for how to motivate your team, how to keep them engaged, how to help them have the motivational source to make the calls and do the work that they need to do. Because this is way bigger than just making money in a network marketing company. This is way bigger than just helping people with the products. The products are amazing. The industry itself has transformational products, but this is bigger. We have a platform like Schindler did. Either we can make money or we can set captives free with it. Meet Ingrid Bloom. Ingrid, this is her story that we tapped into. Here's her before and after. Here's how we're using it in branding. Okay? Ingrid, here she is, this stunning woman. And I said this, and you guys, listen to the questions that I asked. Because these are the questions you're going to ask of your team members to find out what is inside of them. This is how you're breathing life into them. This is how they take inspired action. Because when people really get that you're about supporting them and what they want most in life, oh my gosh, what kinds of transformation it makes in their life. What kind of inspired action they want to take. What kind of loyalty to working with you it creates. Okay, so here is Ingrid, who is involved with a network marketing company, who has been working at it without really any support from her upline, but has gotten support from Sideline and has been dedicated, the exact kind of person that you want on your team. And she comes to me, right? Everybody comes to, they come to you for a problem that they see, that they want a solution for. So you listen. You listen for how can you serve them? Is there a way that you can serve them? Is there a way that you can help them get what they want most in life? And I'll go back to this slide. What do they really, really, really want? So if they say, well, I want more money, okay, can you tell me why? What would be different if you got that money? Okay, and why is that important to you? Okay, and you just keep peeling back the why, the layers of the why, the onion layers, until you get to what is that supercharged reason inside of them. You will feel it. You will feel it because everybody has their if-only conditions. If only I can have this, then I'll have that. Money is a huge one. Money is a huge one. And I'll show you guys in the close how you get past the money objections. Because money is not as big a deal as we make it out to be. When we are in creator mode, we realize that money is just another playground that we get to play in and create it by serving others. Okay, so I'm talking to Ingrid, and she's like, "I want to build my team, but I keep staying at this one rank level." And I'm like, "Okay, well, let's talk about what's going on." And I know the way that I'm going to inspire the shimmer inside of Ingrid is to find out what is her God-given message that she's going to serve others with. And the company that she's a part of is this a vehicle for that. She's created for a greater purpose, and what is that? And as I'm listening to her story, she tells me about how she grew up in a family where they had a lot of wealth, but then lost it all when her father became an alcoholic. And she kept believing that success was for other people, but not for herself. And here's where we get to step in as coaches, you guys. Because sometimes people believe something about their circumstance that we do not serve them by buying into that belief. But we inspire and breathe life into them by helping to see that they are not limited by that. And so I said to Ingrid, "Ingrid, look, I'm a third-party objective person. I can see that, my goodness. Look at what you did while you were in Australia." She was a part of some film. I mean, these amazing connections that she had in Australia. Then she makes a decision to come to the United States on her own, not by family financial support. She made it happen. Then she's in this company and she's creating almost $250,000 in retail volume for their business. I said, "Do you see what you're seeing? You're not at the level that you want to be at, but it's allowed you to discount what you have created to date. Success isn't for other people. You're creating it for yourself. Do you see that?" And all of a sudden, her eyes opened up to the truth of the situation versus being limited by her interpretation of it. And you know, guys, it's not even important what the title is on here. This is just something that we picked based on her story, a success and money breakthrough coach. But what's most powerful is the question that she said, gets to ask, which is, have you struggled feeling like success is for others, but you're ready to have it for yourself? I can help. And what we get to do with Ingrid, and I'll show you guys, not in this session, but in a future session, how this ties into their future branding as we're creating, and we're going to do this with all of you, help you set this up in such a way that you're drawing people to talk to you. And you get to offer them the transformation and how to work with you further with your network marketing business. Let's move on to the second example. Here's Giselle. Okay, here's her before. Winston Churchill, this gives us a clue as to the caliber of person she is walking from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. Okay, that just gives me a clue about who she is as a person. But I'm listening to Giselle, and again, we're having the conversation about what does she want. And she's like, "Vanessa, I am building my network marketing business, but I'm thinking about picking up a medical transcription job." Look, she's going through all these different things. So that I can bring in more money for my family, so I can be with my kids. It was like this big jumbled mess of all these conditions so that one day she would be able to, you know, have peace and rest and do what she wanted most. Again, I'm about what's the shortest path. Okay, I hear what you really want. It doesn't have to be that convoluted and take you that long to get there. What do you really, really want? And if this was the last year of your life, what would you do? Would you do medical transcription work? Would you do your network marketing business? What would you do? She said, "I would do my network marketing business and I would be a doula." And she shares the story of how she wants to be greater connected to her daughter because she made choices that she wished she could go back and reverse. And I knew that her own healing and forgiving of herself, that was the one life that would be transformed to save all these other moms who were disconnected from their kids. And that she could use her network marketing products to offer them healthier choices so that these moms had energy to be connected with their kids. And she could offer her network marketing business as a way that these moms could have additional time to be with their kids, and she could use the service of what she had experienced as a mom. She wanted to be a doula and serve these moms who were pregnant, to be able to be connected and not miss on important decisions that would allow the psychological and emotional connection that was scientifically proven to take place during those early moments of childbirth. Look at this. This was her vision. This is so beautiful. As we were creating her banner for her Facebook, her daughter's name that is part of her why, this has significant meaning to it. This sunlight, this sunshine has a meaning of it. And she said, I want to do this mountain that is a pregnant woman. Look at this. Isn't this gorgeous? It just gives me chills. And she says, do you desire a deep bond with your child and a lifestyle that supports what you value most? I'm here to help. So her whole mission is how parents can be greater connected to their children. And she's doing that as her mission in the world and helping drive people to her network marketing business as a venue for doing that and helping them tap into what they want most. Here's the third example. Joanna, she's in our group here. Okay, I love this picture right here, because if any of you have done your Enneagram test, I want you to make sure you do your Enneagram. That's going to tie in a little bit further as we get into more things in our training. But Joanna's a seven. A seven loves fun. A seven, it brings the party with them. Wherever they're at, they bring the party. Can you tell that about her personality? I love it. Just from her profile picture, you can see that. But this tells me nothing. I have no idea what's going on here. Is this friends? Is this a party? These are her team members and part of the amazing success that she's had, but it doesn't tell me any of that. And so we tied in, what was her story? What was the one life that was transformed to impact thousands in Joanna's story? She told me that she used to be so paralyzed by fear that it would hold her back. She was phobic. Here's a woman who has a God-given gift to bring joy and life and fun, no matter where she's at, being paralyzed by fear. And she broke free from that so that she could experience what she wanted most in life. So we're branding her. Again, the title is not as important as what is the transformation you can bring in someone's life, and that your business ends up being a vehicle for that. Are you ready to be free from fear so you can experience a life of fun? I can help. Why are these questions important? Why is the tapping into their story important? Because you know what? It ends up being the transformation that they're going to do in the world. Whether or not somebody gets in their business or not, this is the transformation that people can have by interacting with them. This is how they inspire. They breathe life into by just showing up. Do they have to memorize any scripts to talk about this? No. It's their story. It's the struggle that they've overcome, that they get to breathe life into others by living that out. And people say, I have to work with you. I want what you're having. That's the response that people get when they see you living and embodying this. And you say, you know what, I would love to serve you further, but you know what, what's more important is I want to see you living out what's inside of you to live out. And I've joined this company. This is a company I'm a part of because it gives us the opportunity to create the money so we can have the time freedom to go out and live out our mission in the world. And I want to tell you about it. And so you have their attention because you know what, let me get you to this slide. I'm going to skip ahead here. People are on pain island in their life. Most people, if they're not on pain island and they love their life, you don't need to be talking to them about your business. There might not be anything you can do to serve them, and that's okay. But we're looking for the people that are on pain island right now. There's something about their life that's not working. It could be the stuff that your product helps them in. It could be their health, it could be their beauty, their self-esteem, their weight, and your products can help them in that. Or it could be deeper stuff, the fulfillment in life, the happiness, the money, to be able to have more time freedom, to be able to spend. This is their pain island. I want you to see them as being on pain island. And our jobs are to help to get them to pleasure island. And this little arrow right here is the vehicle to get there. But when we see that our job is to serve them to get to Pleasure Island, and we're not attached to whether or not they do it with our business or not, right? Because our business could be a boat that gets them there. Our business could be an airplane that gets them there. Our business could be an aircraft carrier that gets them there. I mean, any number of ways could get them from Pain Island to Pleasure Island. But our main commitment is that they do not stay where they're at, but they get to what they want most in life. And that we're there to be holding them to that. That we're there to hold them to the highest version of themselves. And we're saying, look, I'm committed to you having this in your life. I don't know if my company is the right answer for you, but I have to serve you in sharing it with you if you're looking for a way to get there. But you know what? If it's not what's right for you, I still want to support you in finding the answer that is right. Do you get like what kind of a difference that makes? I had a friend who wants to start entrepreneurial schools in Cuba. You know the oppression that Cuba is under. You talk about setting captives free, mindset-wise, what kind of transformation she could offer in people's lives. And I'm holding that as her Pleasure Island. And where she's at now in financial, trying to make a difference in her family's finances to one day be able to do that. I was committed, honey. Whether you're in my business or not, I'm here to support you in finding a solution to get what you want most in life. She did not join my business originally. She came and she said, Vanessa, I've decided to do this other business. And I said, honey, I'm so happy for you because I know what's inside of your heart to create. And if that business will help you create that, that's what I'm committed to. You know what? Being that kind of person in life to others where you're a champion for them with what they want most, not for what you want most, but for what they want most. I'm not saying this is the reason why we do it, but she ended up coming back and joining my team. She ended up coming back and joining my team years later because she knew I was a champion for her getting what she wanted most in life. And whether or not she joined my team, I was not attached to that. Here's the thing, piquing interest. This is something you're going to see repeatedly in our training together. Piquing interest, this is your primary job in network marketing, is piquing people's interest, being connected to them so that they take a peek at your business. Second base, this is presentation. This actually should be more information, okay? Frequently. It is a presentation. And why do a lot of people sign up at presentations? Because they hear the story. That's what motivates them. That's what inspires them. That's the hero's journey that inspires something more inside of them. And so I say bring it to the forefront. Even with Joanna, she was at a training this last week, and I said record your story. Record your story because then we can put that on your face, on your website. Record your story because then that way you can fine-tune how you share that. But we're sharing your story more here at the front, and I'm going to show you guys exactly how to do that. But you're piquing people's interest by connecting with what do they want most in life and how you can share out of what is your unique gift. I showed you Ingrid's, I showed you Giselle's, I showed you Joanna's as examples of what is their unique way of infusing life into someone. And so that's what this baseball diamond is. And so one of your activity sheets for this module of our training is it's a weekly activity sheet that has peak interest. That's the first step of the baseball diamond. Okay? The contact with the ball is peaking interest. Taking a peek. Invite them to take a peek. If you're piquing their interest effectively, they're going to be interested in learning more. And then once they say, yeah, I really like what I'm seeing here, you ask them, does this resonate with you? I can get you more information if it does. This is where second base is, okay? This is where all the activity is, and every single person in your specific company are different steps. But I want you to print out this sheet because I want to serve you in finding out where is the breakdown happening for you. Because if I can help you, you can help your teams in this. So write out a list of people. This might be people who you've talked to in the past. And you're writing out their names and their phone numbers. This is how I used to build. Frankly, you can do X number a day. Or what I used to do is I used to set my Mondays aside and I would just blow through like 20 people I would leave messages with or connect with to get the ball rolling. I loved momentum, so I would get a bunch of people in the funnel that I was talking to. And so I could always hit my goals by the end of the month, and you guys can do this. Even the month of November, you get a massive transformation in this month and the volume you can create. Get out this activity sheet. Write out the names of people that maybe you've already talked to in the past or new people that you want to talk to. And you're reaching out to them. And you're going to say, you're going to pique their interest. And it's about connecting with them. And if it's somebody that you've talked to in the past, you can, going back to the pain island versus pleasure island, you know what? The last time we connected, I remember you saying that you wanted to find a way that you could be home with your daughter these last 3 years of her school years because you knew how quickly that was going to go by. Is that still the case for you? I don't know if this is for you or not, but I want to see you achieve that. I would love for you to take a look at this and see if it's something that resonates with you. If it is, look, you're making an invitation to take a peek. If it is, I would be happy to get you more information. If it's not, I'm committed to seeing you achieve that because these years are precious. They're going by fast. Piquing interest, okay? That is a brief conversation. If you already have people that you've piqued their interest, then what is that first base to get them to take a peek? For some of you, it's getting them a sample of the product. For some of you, it means you send them a brief video that you have. For some of you, it means that they're having a brief conversation where you're giving them a little bit of information. But you give it proportionate to their interest level. You're always asking for permission, and you're always checking in with them. How is this resonating with you? And then you get them more information based on that, and that's when you give them a you call them, you ask them on the close is where they're making a call of action. And I'm really, really excited in this program to teach you about the close because you're heart-centered and you're a principle-centered person. Otherwise, you wouldn't be in this program. And if you have any resistance around the money part or if you can't get people to commit at a high level financially, I'm going to help you eradicate that once and for all. Everybody loves my training on the close because it's called the classy close. How to do it in such a way that's honoring of others, that they're saying they're signing up, they're making commitments at a high level financially, and they're getting what they want most in life. Because you know what the T is in the it factor? Whoops. The T is transformation. This is when they take action based on what's been infused inside of them. This is when they take action to do something about their circumstance. When you're infusing that breath of life inside of them, that they're becoming a creator to what they want most in life. You're painting the picture of what is possible. And you're holding them to the highest version of themselves without allowing them to get comfortable in pain island. Henry David Thoreau said, most men live quiet lives of desperation and go to the grave with the song still in them. Your objective is to find out what do they want most? What is that pleasure island for them? Because the way you motivate others is by knowing the song in their heart, and when they cannot remember it, when they have forgotten the words, you sing it back to them. Because someone has joined your team, you do not assume that it has ended because they will be hit by the storms of life and you're there to commit to serve them and to remind them of the highest version of themselves that they committed to you. You're there to continue to breathe life into them. But a lot of you, you are that source of life. And instead of you being the fire that they're warm as long as they're around you and on fire, you help fuel the fire that's inside of them by them tapping into that deeper purpose inside of them. If this were the last year of their life, what would they spend their time doing? What's the mission inside of them, the message inside of them that's embedded in their story, the struggle they've overcome? Pull that out. listen to the parts that inspire you about what they've done in life and say, you've got to get out there with this message. And you show them how to do that, and people all of a sudden have a source of inspiration and motivation to build their business, and they know the words because they come organically from them being tapped into what is most powerful inside of them. They don't have to go outside of them to find it. You use inspiration by edifying who they are as a person. You use inspiration in the clothes, and you use it every interaction after that. And I'm going to share with you guys an audio that I did that's an example of edification. Edification is not what somebody has achieved in their rank advancement or how much money they've made. It's edifying who are they as a person. Who are they as a person? What is the greatness that you see inside of them? Because if we do this, this is breathing life into them. This helps empower them with what is the best that's inside of them that just needs to come out. What is the leader that's inside of them? What's the story that needs to be shared that's inside of them? That we get to hold them to that and help them be the best version of themselves and use the vehicle of our company or the products we represent as a means by which they're sharing more of themselves and the life that's inside of them. The practical ways are you're going to get more qualified and like-minded business partners the more you do this. We're going to infuse this into your branding. I'm going to show you how to use this in the close to such a way that it gets people to take inspired action, because that close piece of it is when the rubber meets the road, when the fear might come up inside of them, and you're going to be able to help them make a committed action based on what is inspired in the life that's breathed into them. Your team will be more motivated. It makes your investment of time meaningful no matter what you choose to put your time into. So this week, you're going to have this activity sheet, because every single step in the process that you're walking through, people, if I see that you're amazing at piquing interest, but it's hard for people to take a peek, or that you're getting people to take a peek but you're not closing them, it helps me see what step of the process can I help you fine-tune your skills more in order to help you close more people, more of the right people. So this week, practice sharing your story. Practice hearing and listening to people deeply in your peaking interest. And I want to see that all 20 or however many people you put on your list to reach out to, how many of them you've effectively piqued interest. Okay? And then you're going to work with each other in this program to draw out what is that gift, that message that's inside that inspired you as you listen to that person in the group, that you say, you know what, more people need to hear this story of yours. So I encourage you, as you're in the Facebook group, find another partner who's in the program that you can say, you know what, hey, do you mind if I share my story with you? So you can help give me feedback on the parts that inspired you the most, so I can infuse that more into my branding. I can infuse that more into my storytelling when I share about the opportunity. I can infuse that more into piquing interest. Do that. I've done that with several of you already through the breakthrough sessions that we've had, but some of you need to fine-tune this a little bit more so that as we're creating your banners, we're bringing in that messaging and help to get, and there's been a whole system where we're going to roll this out so you have people contacting you to hear more. That's my objective, that you're going to see, wow, I can be out there living my message in the world, and people are reaching out to me to learn more about my business, me to learn more about me and what I'm doing. So be sure that you download this sheet that's in the back office, and I am going to open up this call at this juncture to questions, to feedback, to what everybody, other questions that I can help. This brings us to the end of the content section of class one and opens us up now to the questions and answers section, where you guys will be able to ask your questions that you might have. It could be about what I've covered in the content today or other questions that you might have. So if you are on this call and you're on the sheet where this is playing live, if you have a question, be sure to type it into that box and ask your question, and I'm happy to share and help you in it. What questions do you have? Feel free to type it in. Or feedback. What's your biggest aha? What's something that you got from this? I do want to say this as we are testing out this this question section. I do want to say this. One of the things that I'm going to do, because there are some people who are at different stages of the branding and automation pieces. As you know, this is ABC's automation, branding, and connection. And the connection piece is all of the prospecting. There's some of you who are at different stages and are ready to move ahead more quickly. I'm going to do something that was not announced in the program itself that will be a bonus for you guys. That anybody who is on this, in this program, you're going to get this as a free bonus. But I'm going to do some virtual training days where I'm going to roll out the modules in a more quick fashion so you don't have to wait over the 6 months to get access to all 12 modules, but I'm going to roll them out over virtual days. That way, if some of you are the kind of person who says, I want to go through all 12 modules and then pick which ones I want to work on, or I'm ready to jump ahead in this module, or I'm ready to do more with my branding and more with my automation, or I want to get to the close. I want to know how to close. I got people in the funnel right now that I want to close powerfully. So I'm going to do some virtual days and actually roll out these modules more quickly. Because sometimes I'm the kind of person who wants to dive in, like a total focused perspective, and get through all the content as quickly as possible. And other times there's people who like it more systematic, rolled out over a period of time so they don't feel overwhelmed. Because everybody is different, I'm going to allow this, you guys, to get free access to the virtual days where I roll out the training, where you can jump on those if you want and get like full immersion in those. And I'll announce those dates to you and what would be the content that we're covering. So if it's your style to, you know, jump on for an hour training call, we take maybe a 15-minute break, and then we get the second module, take a break, third module, take a lunch break, didn't do another module. If that's your style where you just like to immerse yourself in the content, you'll have the opportunity to do that. Those of you who choose not to be a part of those virtual days, you're not missing out on anything because you'll have access to those modules in the back office of the group training. But you still will have this Q&A time. So take advantage of it. It says, when we meet people for the first time, here's one of the questions. What do we say when people ask, what do you do? Do you give your story or just your company info? Okay, this is really, really important. You want to spend time asking other people about them. You want to find out, get as clear a picture as you can about, are they on a pain island about anything in their life? Is there something that they want more of in their life that they don't have currently? I didn't show this slide, but this is, I'm going to show this one now. I love it because, one, it's, okay, so you want to be fully present with them, even in brief encounters. And here's a quote by Albert Einstein. He said, I have no special talents except that I am passionately curious. And so that's the same for you. When you're with people, I want you to get so good at being passionately curious about who they are as a person and find out what is not working in their life. What do they want more of? And I use that the formula form. their family, their occupation, their recreation, or their message or mission in the world? What do they want most to be remembered for or do in their life that they're not doing currently? So get so curious about others. And when I find out what that is, I can, when they turn it around and say, what do you do? I include whatever they may have said to me. So if they say that they're a real estate broker or they're a mom, you know, trying to get some additional income for their family, or, you know, some of those things people aren't going to say, but if you're asking the right questions, you're going to get insight into what is not working or working in their life. And then you can turn it around and answer the question and say, well, as a matter of fact, what I do is I work with other real estate agents just like you, and I help them create an additional income stream to make up for what they may have been lost in the market. I'm just using this as an example, as if that's what they may have said to you. Or it could be a mom who has said, I'm trying to, you know, you say, oh, I bet you'd love what you do if they were working full time. You say, no, actually, you know, it's hard because I got my kids at home. Oh, and they turn it to you and say, well, what do you do? And you say, well, as a matter of fact, I work with moms just like you, because a lot of them have told me the same thing that you've said. They're trying to figure out how they can spend more time with their kids, but they've got to bring in additional income, so that's what I do. And you pause. You let them ask you more, or to say, oh, wow, that's interesting. You say, as a matter of fact, my personal story is, and that's where, Ingrid, for you, you could say, a lot of people that I've worked with, like, it was something I suffered with in the past where they said, you know what, I wonder if success is for others because I'm not really creating everything that I want in my own life, but I help people break through from that and really create the success that they want most. So I'm a success and money breakthrough coach, but the title is not even that important as it is connecting to what is the benefit. What is it that you can help them create in life through your business, through your opportunity, or by them working with you personally because of what you have to offer because of your own story? I hope that's helpful. Can you provide any feedback if there's anything additional clarification on that that you might need? When people ask, what do you do? You turn it back to something that they may have said. I work with blank, just like you, to help them create blank, that's the pleasure, without blank, which is the pain, right? It's the little formula. I'm going to type it in there. I am a blank, so for you, Ingrid, success and money breakthrough coach, who works with blank, just like you, to create pleasure, goes in that blank, whoops, create, here's where you put in pleasure, that you heard them say they wanted, without pain. A real estate agent who wants additional income without having to work overtime hours in order to create, working double what they may have in the past to make the same kind of income. Instead, you're helping them create that kind of income that they may have enjoyed in the past. Or a stay-at-home mom who wants to make additional income without sacrificing her kids. Or somebody who's trying to replace an income that they had with their family that they don't have now in this economy, but they're trying to do it while balancing their family or while doing something that they love. Okay? So that's the little formula that you can use. But the way it's going to be most effective is based on what you've heard them say. On what you've heard them say, and again, you're painting the picture from Pain Island to Pleasure Island, and how what you do is the vehicle to help get them there. But you do not, look, here's another clarification I want to make. To describe the boat that will get them from Pain Island to Pleasure Island and going into your compensation plan and all the 12 ways it pays out, or all the science behind all the ingredients in your product and all of that, that's like describing the intricacies of the boat. I will tell you, you can effectively pique people's interest without going into all of that. What happened to me yesterday, and I'm going to produce these videos that I created, this guy called me up, piquing my interest about his company. He had lost 5 pounds in his first week of taking this weight loss product, and he was making, made $1,000 his first week, this or that. I said, hey, listen, I'm not interested in joining your company because I'm a coach and consultant to the industry, but I'm curious about your product, if you have a sample. And he said, yeah, I'll bring it to you. I go, hey, can you just meet me at the church parking lot? And he goes, well, I want to explain to you how to use it. And I go, okay, well, I'll have my kids. I said, if it's easier for you, you can meet me at my mother-in-law's house. I'll be there. I recorded a video, and I said, let's see how this goes. I recorded the video before he came over. This is for you guys and for others, the prospects, so they can see how this Profit with Honor system is different than the way it's being done in the industry. And I go, let's just see how it goes, you guys. This guy's coming over. And he said, he came over, I opened the door, and he was there with his upline. Oh my gosh. Then he went in and they talked for 2 hours about all the different things about their compensation, their company owners, all this and that. It's like describing the intricacies of the boat. I spoke maybe 20 minutes of that 2 hours, and I could have interrupted them at any time and said, this is overboard. But I didn't, because I wanted to see what's it like to be in the shoes of somebody that they did not once ask me, is this resonating with you? Is this something you want to hear more about? What are you trying to create most in life? Every time I would do a three-way with somebody or talk to somebody, if you have anybody on your team who is bringing somebody to you, ask this question. Tell me the bigger picture of what's happening in your life. What has piqued your interest so far about what you have heard? What are you trying to create? Because if I can get a really clear picture of that, it'll help me see if what we have here could serve you towards that end. But you're asking them. You're asking them. You're not just spewing out details about the boat. You're finding out what's a clear picture about what's not working in their life, that's Pain Island, and where do they really want to be, which is Pleasure Island. Do you guys get that distinction? Yesterday, for 2 hours, they were describing the intricacies of the boat, and they had no clue what my Pleasure Island is, nor what I was really wanting to change about my current circumstance. It was completely dishonoring of me. And I called that friend up when he left, because I didn't want to do it in front of that woman that was there, his upline. And I called him up, and I said, hey, I got to talk to you. He goes, hey, I hope that was okay. We were there for a couple hours. And I go, honestly, it wasn't okay. And I really want to find out what happened, because there was something that was a communication breakdown in my willingness to try your product that somehow turned into that. And that, I want to know, where was the communication breakdown? I go, because that's what I was afraid of. When you didn't agree to meet me in the church parking lot and you said you had to stop over, I was afraid that you might hijack my Sunday afternoon with my family and tell me all about your business. This is why our industry sometimes has a bad reputation. And I said, and I'm committed to changing that. And he goes, you're right, Vanessa. That's happened to me. And he goes, there were some really awkward moments in that didn't feel good to me. He goes, I was trying to prove to my upline that I knew people, more than just a little bit of people that I had talked to. I go, so you were trying to prove yourself. Do you see how he was not honoring himself, but trying to prove something? So therefore, he could not honor me. And he was not honoring the process. He was not giving me information commensurate with my interest level. He was taking the little foot in the door he had to bombard me with his information. Always give people information commensurate with their interest level. Always check in with them. Hey, is this of interest to you? So one of the questions that's on here says, when I call people and I'm asking them to host events, how do I pique their interest? People are motivated by different things to host events. One, people might be motivated to have fun. Some people might be motivated to earn free products. Some people might be motivated to help you. Whatever is their motivation, get clear on that, right? So if you've called them, say you generally know what's their personality, and so you ask them based on which one of those motivates them. Is it fun for them? Do they want to earn free products, or are they doing it to help you? And that's the way that you ask them to, because you're tapping into the motivational source that's reason why they really want to do it. And I'll tell you, a lot of people will be willing to do things. And this is what I really recommend, you guys, because as we're tapping into this and we're tapping into what's your deeper purpose of why you're doing things in the world, look, this is what I recommend. I don't care if you've been with your business for 5 years, 10 years, 12 years. It does not matter. You can launch this new messaging of your branding and this new messaging of your company. And you can call your friends and you can say, you know what? I am launching my business. I am doing a relaunch because I have tapped into a deeper purpose of why I'm doing what I'm doing. Will you help me out with this? You can ask them that. So, you know what? I'm on a mission. Like if I'm Joanna, I can say, you know what? I'm on a mission. I don't know if you know this about my story. Let's say I'm calling you up, Renee. Renee, I don't know if you know this about my story, but I was so paralyzed by fear. I used to just be completely phobic. And I realized that inside of that experience of my life was a gift that I have to help other people who are being paralyzed, particularly going into the holidays right now. I know that there are people who are being paralyzed about how they're going to provide for their family's Christmas because they want to create something memorable. And in this economy, there might be people who are paralyzed by fear of how they can do that when they don't have the finances. My mission in the world is to help people experience the freedom from fear, experience the fun, and experience what they want most in life because I've been set free in that way. And so it's a mission inside of me to help as many people as I can. And one of the ways I'm doing that is I'm hosting. Between now and Thanksgiving, it is my mission to host 4 parties where I get to bring fun and freedom and life to others. Is this something you would be willing to help me with? Bringing this to other people's lives, bringing fun? I know you're that kind of person. You love fun. Or I know, like, what's inspired me about you is the fact that, my goodness, you are so connected to your daughters and what you're doing. Are you inspire people because of the relationship that you have with your husband. We are about creating more of that in the world. And I just would love to host this party, and I'm looking for my friends who'd be willing to host one of these for me. And it'll be a ton of fun, and you're tapping into, would this be fun for them? Is it from free products? Or is this something they're willing to do to help you? This is what I would do, guys. I would relaunch whatever's my business that's tapped around this purpose that gives you an opportunity to share more of that. Okay, so that was one of the questions that came up. What else? Was that helpful? Give me some feedback on this. It'll help me know. Oops. I realized that this little equation I put on there, I am a blank who works with blank just like you to create pleasure without. That should say without, okay? Without the pain. I put with. Do not say with. Without the pain, whatever might be the pain they're experiencing. I don't know why it's not. Okay. What other questions? Okay, awesome. Great feedback. Anyone else? Let me tell you guys a little story. And if anyone else has a question, feel free to put it on there. This time of year right here. Actually, it's one of my favorite times of year because you know what happens between now and the end of the year? People get distracted on all kinds of things. And it'll be January 1 where people set new goals. And one time I was trying to lose some weight after my third son, when I was like, you know what? I'm going to use these next weeks between now and the new year just like you in the script. I like the Dear with Friends. Can you add some more scenarios? This time of year, I said I'm going to end up on January 1 where most people are starting. And within a 12-week time frame, I actually lost 22 pounds. By January 1, I had been down 22 pounds. At this time of year, I had decided with my company, you know what, I want to be at the next rank. I want to go for the next rank between now and the end of the year. And I set to that intention. I called my team together and I said, you guys, we're going for this. We're not setting on our laurels. There's people who are wanting hope in this season. We get to bring hope to them. Who's in with me? Who's in to create that? What do you want to create by the end of the year? And I set on that intention and we nearly doubled our volume by the end of the year. And by that January, I had posted a picture on my wall, my Facebook wall, about having earned the trip. And it created this whole influx of people who would come in that next spring because of me going for my goal. So you guys, right now, set your intention for what you want to create in putting these new things into practice, in relaunching yourself, in reigniting within your team so that you can create a new wave of momentum. And it will carry you beyond this next quarter and even into the new year. So here's something else that somebody said. Can you explain about the just like you in the script? Yes. Just like you is I am a blank. I am a blank. So you can, you know, several of you, we've worked on what your title could be. It doesn't even matter. A business coach, a skincare specialist. I say business coach. I said it even before I was certified as a coach. You don't have to be certified. A business specialist who works with blank just like you means after you've already talked to them and you understand what is their role or their career, you can say, I work with, if you're talking to a real estate agent, I, as a matter of fact, I'm a business coach, and a lot of the people I work with are real estate agents just like you who have tried to create an additional income stream. Whatever you heard was the pleasure that they want to create without the pain that they want to create. You're tying it into them. I was in a bus ride from the airport to the car parking lot, a two-minute ride, and I'm sitting next to a hairdresser and I'm asking her and I'm like, oh my gosh, I bet you love what you do. And she's like, oh, actually, you know, it's a lot of hours on my feet. And she turns to me and she goes, what do you do? I go, well, as a matter of fact, I'm a business coach. I work with hairdressers just like you who are trying to figure out how they can create the income that they want without wearing themselves out by being on their feet all the time. She's like, oh my gosh, we got to talk. Do you have a card? And I go, well, let me get your name and info, and let's connect. Let's book a time that we can talk more. So I piqued her interest without her even knowing. This is how you pique interest without people having to know all the details about the boat. She didn't even know I was with the company I was with or what I was selling, what I was doing. All she knew was I could help her get from Pain Island to Pleasure Island. That's what people want to know. Can you help them? That's what they want to know. The better you get at that, the more people you will have interested. They won't even know everything. They don't have to know everything about how to make money. They just have to know that you can help them. You have helped others. There's others in your company who have achieved it through that vehicle. That's what they want to know. Okay. I fear with friends. I like the fear with friends. Can you add some more scenario? I'm not really sure what you mean. Can you clarify? We only have a minute left. Can you clarify the fear about friends? Okay, you guys, if you have a fear about calling up your friends, you're making it about you versus how you can serve them. You call up your friends. If you know, like, there was a girl I called. Her name was Jill. She was a friend from college. I had not spoken to her in like 15 years. And I said, Jill, hey, look, I don't even know if this is a fact. I've just heard through Forrest, who's my husband, from talking to Jason. But I understand that you've been a, what was she? A licensed, not therapist, but social worker. I go, I understand that you've been working in the social work field, but from what I've heard from Forrest, you're trying to figure out how you can be home with your sons. Listen, I don't know if this is for you or not, but when I heard that, I knew I had to call you because you might have an interest in learning more about this. Because the reason it piqued my interest was I saw friends of mine from college earning money from this, and as I looked into it, I was really impressed with what it is. I spoke to what I understood was her pain and her pleasure island. I had not talked to her in 15 years. I do not believe we call up friends that we have not talked to in years and do chit chat for an hour and then bring up our network marketing business. I say, listen, I want to hear how you're doing. I want to hear how the kids are, but I've called you for a very specific reason. When I spoke to Forrest, he said that you've been working as a social worker, but you're trying to figure out a way how you can be home with your kids. I do not know if this is for you or not, but I had to call you when I heard that because the reason why it piqued my interest is because there's people we know from college who are making money with this. And I had to call you because if you don't know about it, it's worth you taking a look to see if it's something you're interested in learning more about. Don't say doing, learning more about. You're getting them to take a peek at first base, and then if it resonates with them, you're getting more information. Okay, those are key languaging. And so I brought it up in that way. That's how you bring it up to people who are friends and family. What is their pain island and what is their pleasure island they want to get to? And you connect. You connect. Listen, last time we talked, what I know, what you've mentioned in the past, is this still true for you? I don't know if this is the solution or not. But I couldn't keep it to myself. If it could be something that could help you. You guys see how your whole intention is how to help them get what they want most out of life. And if it's not your company, you're still a champion for what they want most. All right. Well, please, on the Facebook group, it'll enforce what you're getting out of this training if you put your ahas on there. Download the activity sheet. See, act like it's a game and see how you can pique people's interest. And ask them what resonated with you about what I said. And whenever they say that, you do that again and again and again. But make the piquing interest like a game. And then you take them to the first base to do taking action on learning a little bit more. All right, I hope this was informational and helpful to you guys. My heart is to serve you. These things put into place absolutely work, and it's such an honor for me to work with people who I know who, like you're going to make ripple effects on thousands of lives, and it's just exciting to see what this journey is going to be like moving forward. All right, much love to you. Huge bijous. Have a blessed week until we talk again.